Hey folks, I'm Matt Major from Growth Mode Content. Honored to be here one more time, guest co-hosting the Details in the Deal with my incredible friend, Christine. How are you, Christine?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
You know what? I get very excited when you ask me to join you on this because this is like the best source of news that I get on the local business happenings. So I appreciate you having me along for the ride here.
Thanks, Mike. It's, you know, not everyone likes real estate, and I know that you do, and that helps, I think, to keep things spot on and
it does.
And to bring things current. And I love that you're so interested in it.
Yeah.
We're both kind of real estate geeks, right?
Right. And who knows, maybe on the next podcast, we'll have something exciting for us to both announce. But
I would love that.
Before that, deep tease, let's jump into what's been happening with you. What's going on here in the company?
You know, the day after Labor Day, my phone started to really ring. You know, I try to push things along as much as possible in the summertime because the weather is better. And
yep.
It seems like it's easier to get people to come to upstate New York then. But August gets quiet. A lot of people are
behind
your scene getting ready for the kids to go back to school. The day after that Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, I couldn't believe how my phone rang. And emails and people, they're just ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting. I think they see the things that are going on in our marketplace. And I have people who've never made investments in this area. I had a meeting with someone last Saturday who said, you know, I hear what's happening and I want to invest in the marketplace. That just made me very, very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good to have new people as well as, of course, all the established people that are growing like crazy too. But there has been, I think, the busiest early September I've ever seen.
That's, you know what? I, in our business, have experienced the exact same thing. And I've said this a few times. I feel like we don't realize how much we've all been conditioned by school.
Yes.
I feel like even us as adults, no matter how long you've been graduated, we're still on that school schedule. So we still are just sort of go into that summer vacation mode. And, you know, the second the kids go back to school, even for people who don't have kids going to school, the second the kids go back to school, it's like back to business. And it's like a light switch.
And you see the difference in the community and the traffic and just the nerve centers of the area.
Yeah.
Just get so busy. And it's a different kind of vibe than it is in August. I will say that we spent a lot of time on the St. Lawrence River this summer, and it was fabulous.
Oh, that's great.
We worked from up there, did what we needed to do, but also took some time. And if anyone hasn't been to the St. Lawrence, I could really recommend it. It's a very special place.
It's incredible. You do any fishing?
Didn't do any fishing.
No.
Went out on boats a couple of times.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who has a fabulous fishing charter. If anybody's looking,
oh wow,
give him a little plug.
Yeah.
And let me know if you need the information. And he's bringing some major league fish in, and people have really been enjoying it.
I didn't even know we were going to go there. Now I want to take you up on that. I want to go on this fishing trip.
I will make a note to send you the information.
Let's reel it in a little locally.
He cracks himself up.
I do, more than anyone else. Talk to me a little bit more. You started to touch on it a little bit, but talk to me a little bit more about, you know, what you're seeing in terms of people being very interested in our region, primarily because of the Micron deal.
Yes. Micron is in every conversation,
yeah.
It seems like. And if it's not, it needs to be. Because it's going to make such a big difference. For our people who might not be familiar, just a little recap. Micron is a memory chip maker. They're proposing to invest $100 billion just on north of Syracuse, in a suburb north of Syracuse. And it's predicted to bring in 40,000 employees between what Micron will have and what their suppliers will have.
That's incredible.
They're saying it's the biggest thing to happen in this area since the Erie Canal.
Yeah.
And at this point, they're the only U.S. makers of these kind of chips, which mm-hmm. will be used for AI and for memory chips and
yep.
other types of technology. So I think that's the big player. And we're opening businesses. We're opening entertainment facilities. People are coming to town. Earlier this year, I leased to a roofing company from Buffalo who had never had a presence in Syracuse. Now you see their signs everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's exciting, and they're and it's only beginning.
Right.
Right. Yeah. We tend to be a show me kind of area.
Yeah.
And they're they're going to break ground probably next month, November, I should say. And that's exciting.
Yeah.
They've already started putting some of the infrastructure in. The financing is there. They chose a contractor. We talked about it in this podcast, I believe. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. So that's really exciting. And then we're seeing some of the development sites that are being planned in different parts of the county starting to come alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Christine, what's sort of your prediction? Because I think you're absolutely right. There's as much buzz as we've seen. I think there's a lot of folks that are waiting for that shovel to hit the ground. When it does, what's that going to be like? Is it going to be a tsunami? Is it going to be people you waited too long and now you're out of luck? What do you expect to happen then?
I expect that there'll be a little bit of both,
yeah,
depending upon what you're looking for. So if you're a supplier coming into town for industrial buildings, for example, they've been selling like crazy. And I think a lot of it has been investors who are playing the market. They're waiting. They know they're going to get a good tenant or they're going to flip it. I think if you're looking for housing, it's going to be a little tighter. Our housing has been fairly flat over the last few years. We really do have a housing crisis.
Yeah.
And so we need to build multiples times of what we've been building in the past. So there will be people coming in and saying, where am I going to live?
Yeah.
And I think that'll boom the hotels. A place like a Residence Inn or long term, we'll see some people living there more than they have in the past. So there and we'll figure it out.
Sure.
But the towns and the municipalities are really going to have to loosen up some of their rules in order to the housing because we're going to need it. We won't have any choice.
Right.
And I know the county executive, you had him on your show
a
few weeks ago. I know he's really encouraging that.
There was an initiative, and I don't believe it initially passed, but with the idea, maybe you can expand on this a little bit, the idea of taking an existing property, an existing house with a piece of land, and being able to put a smaller home on the same lot.
Yes.
Is there a term for that? I know it's kind of a trend that they're trying to pass here.
It's more like an in-law apartment. So,
okay,
so more attached than detached, I would say. And I think that will be a trend. As people age, they're going to need help. And they're going to need places for people to get a break.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, families are now living through multiple generations.
Right.
Until my grandmother passed a few years ago, we had 5 generations in Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Sure.
We now have 4, which is still a lot, but that is unheard of.
Right.
And so you need to we need to take care of our people. And so more and more families, I think, will be living together. Both for practical reasons and for economic reasons, perhaps too. Nursing homes are very expensive, and senior care is very expensive.
Yeah.
And it used to be that people did take care of their families.
Sure.
So I think we might come back to some of that.
That's awesome.
Yes. But I think that, there's setback limits, as far as how much of your property you can use
right.
in buildings. And there's a lot that were probably designed with good intentions.
Yep.
But times have changed.
Yeah.
And people are looking for more density.
Right.
For example, we at the place that we rent up in the Thousand Islands on the St. Lawrence, we're living in basically a condo type community.
Gotcha.
Although, attached homes, some detached. Homeowners Association. We've never lived in anything like that before, but we love it.
Yeah.
So, people can change as they age, I think, and what their needs are. And
that's
we're also finding that we can live in a lot less space than we thought we would want to live in.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think people will have more options.
That's great. So Christine, let's talk about a little bit of what else is going on around the region here. We got a lot of different projects and things. What's happening?
There's so much going on, which is very exciting, of course. The Cameron Group, who developed the Township 5 in Camillus Shopping Center, which they have a housing component to it also. Great movie theater, lots of restaurants.
Yeah.
And this is in the western suburbs of Syracuse, just outside of Syracuse. Very big and strong school district, and they need housing desperately. They're planning to build 175 housing units.
Wow.
And 50,000 square feet of commercial space. So that will be a big development for that area.
And this is more adding to that township
in that
complex, campus, whatever we want to call it there.
If you look at the picture, there's apartments sort of on the hill behind, and they'll be adding. They haven't announced exactly where all of it's going to go yet.
Gotcha.
But it will be around there. And they do a nice job. They're a class builder. And 10% of it will be for workforce housing, which I think we're going to see that name a lot more, those words a lot more. So there's different types of housing. You know, there's market rate classic housing, which you and I might think about. There's subsidized housing where people are given actual voucher subsidies.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes directly paid to the landlord. And then there's workforce housing where your rent is adjusted based upon what you pay, what your earnings are.
Really?
Yes. So the median income for Onondaga County is $75,000. Here, 10% of the workforce, 10% of the housing will be set aside for people who make less than that.
Really?
Yes. So they'll be able to have good, decent housing and not have to pay market rent.
I don't know that I've ever heard that term before, workforce housing.
Workforce housing, you're going to see it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a component of an awful lot of housing that's being built today. In the city of Syracuse, you have to set aside, if you're going to build more than, I think it's 30 units of housing.
Yeah.
I'll double check that for you. But if you were going to build more than that, you have to set aside a certain percentage.
Well, I know I've heard the term affordable,
right,
which everybody knows what is affordable, but.
And that's relative.
Yeah.
Right. You know, what's affordable to you and I might not be affordable to,
right,
to others. And, you know, and that goes up and down the food chain, as they say. But
that's,
I think you're going to see a lot more of that. And I think more and more the municipalities may be requiring that as they approve the projects too.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Is that, so when you say workforce, I'm still thinking a little bit Micron too, and I'm thinking about the workers who are coming for that, who might not want to sign a 1-year lease or something like that. Is there some of this temporary sort of rentals for those folks in the mix of any of these things?
There is. I think that we're used to 1-year leases in the marketplace, but I think that there will be a fewer of those. Also, there's a project that's been proposed at the old Lafayette Country Club.
Okay.
And in there, they are actually proposing to have rental houses, which you don't see a lot around here. But because of the Micron project,
gotcha,
they feel that people will want to come get to know the area. Sometimes you come into an area and maybe you've had a fast job transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know where you want to live. And all of a sudden, you've bought a house in the suburb,
right,
bought a house in the city, and you're committed. You know, spending a lot of money closing on that house. And so you're not going to want to just move immediately. So this is the first time I've ever seen houses built in this area, full houses, to be rented. You know, and that, I think, is something that we'll see more and more in the marketplace.
I agree with you. That's interesting.
And I think that some of the hotels that have been converting into apartments in the future may look at doing more of the temporary housing, more like a Residence Inn, but probably not as expensive.
A long-term hotel.
Long-term hotel, yeah. We have a few of those in the market, but not
too much.
Yeah. Sometimes there's gaps between people closing on their homes. And,
sure.
Unfortunately, divorces and changes in lives, right? And in fact, someone was just saying that changes in lives is one of the number one predictors of whether a house is going to be on the market or not.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I think that's interesting.
Cool.
Yes.
What else we got? We got our friend Ryan Benz is
and Ryan
involved in another project yet, right?
He has the best projects.
Yeah.
And he is so civic minded. Ryan's going to be a guest on the podcast next month or the month after.
That's awesome.
So that'll be cool. He's doing so many cool projects. But he just completed the St. Matthew's Condominiums, which is the old St. Matthew's School in East Syracuse. 21 units of affordable housing. There's the word. Words, affordable housing. And they've received government and county level grants. So it's nice to see the governments cooperating.
Yeah.
Affordable housing and housing in general is a big priority of the governor's.
Sure.
And I think she recognizes that we really do have a housing crisis, not just in upstate and central New York, but, you know, all over the state. And so this will go a long way. National Grid has provided some discounted services and and subsidized services for it. And it'll be available to people who make up to 80% of the area median income. So that will be helpful to people.
Yeah.
Right. Because it used to be the rule of thumb was 25% of your income went to rent or your mortgage. Mm-hmm. That's really crept up to more like 35 or people. And I think for some people, it's even higher.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a little bit of a cushion there and people to have decent, affordable housing.
Well, yeah. I mean, decent is the part that sticks out to me. You know, you think about it and it's one thing for finding a place you can afford if you don't have a high budget, but it's a whole nother to have a really nice new remodeled, you know, you can live with some dignity, honestly, you know, that's great for folks. I love to see that.
My first apartment on my own, you know, without a roommate, was a brand new property. And I remember how fresh the paint was and how good it made me feel. And the refrigerator had never been used by anybody and everything was just sparkling clean.
Sure.
And it does make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. Speaking of rent.
Yes.
Sounds like they're continuing to rise for a lot of folks.
They are. Oswego County, I was just announced that they have one of the highest rates of increases in rents in the country. And Syracuse is rising at about half their rate, but Oswego is up almost 11%.
Why?
Again, housing crisis, not enough housing. I think there was a micron effect there also.
Okay.
Because I believe that Oswego County is really going to see a lot of growth.
Yeah.
It's where they're going to build Micron is right on the border between Onondaga and Oswego counties. And I think that, people may be buying houses and holding on to them.
Gotcha.
Or knowing that it's coming. So people are going to have to pay the higher rent.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of land out there, though. And I believe that we're going to see a lot of building going on.
It's cold up there.
It's wonderful. It can be cold. It can be cold, but they say it's beautiful. But definitely, I think the housing shortage more than anything else. And the area has had, some economic issues
sure.
in the past. And hopefully this is going to be really helpful to them. But I think there'll be some pain points in the meantime.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. We're also building some more apartments, 126 of them.
Apartments are amazing. They're just growing up everywhere.
That's good news.
So and it's very good news for the south side of town too, because there hasn't been a lot of investment there. You know, we've had a real focus and rightly so, of course, on the lakefront in the north side and in the east side, but the south side hasn't received a lot of attention. So if you know where the Price Right is on South Ave, they're planning to build 51 apartments across from there. And this is on land that was owned by the land bank. Which for those who are not familiar, land bank is typically where properties go. The city of Syracuse forecloses on your property. And so then they make them available at a reasonable rate to people for development. So this project will be for people who have 30 to 80% of the median income. So that's going to be very helpful.
Yeah.
And they will fill up spaces that have been either vacant spaces or underused buildings in the area.
Those land banks are great. And for folks that, if you're not familiar, they have those types of programs in many areas across the country.
Yes.
And it's usually, it's a great price, but there is some typically conditions, right? It's not just a matter of, we'll sell you this thing for real cheap. Typically, you have to have a development plan or even contractors attached and things, right?
You definitely have to have adult development plan, proof that you can do what you say you're going to do.
Gotcha.
You don't owe back taxes to the city. That's really important to me because they don't want,
you're not a bum somewhere else in town.
Exactly. Yeah. you owe the taxes. So your third cousin came up to the auction.
Gotcha.
I'll pay $1.
I see.
Whatever it was. And then it flips it back to you.
Gotcha.
And I believe there's a limit to how long you have to hold on to the property.
Oh, wow.
Because they're not looking for something like that to happen. They're really trying to provide and encourage really good property owners, whether you own the property yourself, where you live, or you're a landlord.
Yeah.
And it only benefits the community to have good community members who are investing in the community.
Speaking of which, house flipping.
Yes.
Which honestly, I feel like obviously it's happened all the while, but it seems like it was real hot that term. Maybe there's some TV shows or something. You don't necessarily hear that term as much anymore. Obviously, it's happening all the while.
Right.
What's the news on that?
So it was very hot for a while. And I think everyone thought thought they were going to get really rich.
You're going to be like people on TV. Yeah,
exactly. And it's rarely like it is on TV.
Yeah.
In fact, there's actually a commercial real estate broker who's going to have a show on A&E starting next month.
Oh, wow.
And we've all seen the New York Millionaire shows and that sort of thing. But this is somebody who, and those were mostly residential.
Yeah.
But this is someone who's going to focus on commercial, so it'll be interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. There definitely are differences in how you see
it. Oh, yeah,
typically. So, but as far as the flipping goes, I think that did slow down. People found that they just weren't finding the, I'm going to say, inexpensive houses they really wanted.
And the diamond in the rough.
The diamond in the rough, right.
Yeah.
And, there's just so much, of that inventory out there.
Sure.
And also, especially during COVID, the cost of materials really increased.
Yeah.
And that made a difference in what people wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Yes. But Albany and Syracuse are rated number 5 and number 18, respectively, in the United States for growth in flipping.
Wow.
And especially flipping the value of the properties. Albany's up $51,000 over last year, and Syracuse is up $22,000.
So what that means is, on average, if I were to buy a house and flip it, I would make $50,000 profit
after your expenses.
Gotcha.
Yes. In Albany, in about
or I guess 50,000 more than I did previously.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes. So that so I think that's interesting, and the profit margins are up, because some of the building supplies have stabilized.
Sure.
You know, the, like I said, everyone was doing projects during COVID.
Yeah.
I think there were supply issues too, and transportation issues, and you know, it was hard to keep businesses open.
Yeah.
So expenses went up for a lot of reasons.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so we'll watch that and see what happens. And that can be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Someone who, and I think that, you know, people are very entrepreneurial today. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily looking for the 9-to-5 job
yeah.
that, you know, we were brought up to have, perhaps.
Sure.
Right? Many were brought up to have. And so this is all sort of part of, I think it's all part of the gig economy where people might have two or three different things that they're
right.
doing. And it's not the traditional thing that I know my grandfather had and, you know, worked the same company for 45 years.
I think it's interesting that it is flipping and we're seeing that increase around here because we keep hearing these stories of people buying and holding to turn into a rental rather than a flip. So it's interesting. No, that's and people are selling these things still. So that's a good thing.
They are. I mean, they say you make your money on the buy.
So yeah.
Buying low.
Okay.
It's good. And then with the hope that, of course, they'll be able to sell high.
Sure.
And almost no one keeps their properties forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of different types of properties and things like that, I see factory built homes are trending again, I guess we would say.
Yes. In both Syracuse and Rochester in the last week or so, it's been in the news. Some very good people are getting involved. Cook Properties in Rochester, who's owned by a gentleman named Jeff Cook, and his big, big team have just been chosen by the city of Rochester to build 7 or 8 homes
wow.
in the city. And what they will do is they will fill in where there's vacant land in the city. Often you'll find that there's been a fire mm-hmm. or some other bad thing happened in a property or the property just isn't worth
yeah.
redoing, renovating. So it'll be torn down. And then, so in the middle of the block, you have this big, it's like losing a tooth.
Yeah.
They say in real estate. And you have this big property, land that's just sitting there.
Sure.
And then it can become vandalized. It can have garbage
yeah.
in it. It's just not good for the community. So it's very interesting to see these houses being built. It's estimated that they'll cost about $100,000 less than your typical
wow.
home in an area. And again, everything's relative as to what is
yeah.
typical. But, you know, if you're looking at the median household house costs, it should be about $100,000 less. And
that's incredible.
It will encourage home ownership in neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what, when people hear manufactured homes, they first think of trailers, right? And the old single wide rundown trailer.
Yes.
And that's certainly a thing, but the reality is these manufactured homes they build mansions. They just happen to build them in pieces in the factory and then deliver them.
Right. And they're building hotels that way today.
Yeah.
They're building all kinds of buildings that way. It's I think it used to be considered not, you know, to be done.
Right, right. Right.
And so, but that's changed.
Yeah.
Right? Especially with the cost of things today. People are looking for ways to save money. And really, who knows after you put them together?
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference. And one of the pictures, it actually shows just the corner of a garage there or building them with detached and attached garages too.
Yeah.
Which you didn't normally see.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. A lot of folks will say that they, in some cases, are more durable because they're literally made to be transported and deal with that type of stress that a normal house wouldn't deal with. And you know, then put together quickly. Speed is the other thing.
They can put them together in a week after they arrive
wow.
on the property, which is just amazing to me. And you're right; they have to endure travel. You know, you see these wide loads going.
Yeah, yeah.
Going down the road, and you know, that's not easy on a building.
Right.
So they have to endure that, and I think it'll be very interesting to see how this helps the affordable housing.
Process. Yeah. No, it's great. I remember years when I was a little kid. They had one of these home manufacturers near where a lot of my family lived up in Richfield Springs, out in Route 20 there. And they have the model home lot. It's basically like a parking lot full of houses.
Right.
It was my mom's favorite activity to stop and look through the new models and just see the different things they put in those. So
so your real estate love comes from.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. She loves, I can't tell you how many homes that she's owned because I think she just, Once she decorates it to her desire, okay, now she wants to start over and decorate a new place. So,
oh, that's funny.
But yeah, and you know, you used to see these things, and like I said, you think of a trailer park, and it's not that; it's a full blown house you wouldn't even know was made literally in a factory.
Well, and also trailer parks today are not what they used to
right.
be. Now, are there some that are still that way? Of course. But that's generally not the case anymore. Part of it because of the affordability
right.
of them. And, for example, Cook Properties owns many, many trailer parks, mobile home parks, I should say, around the state. Oh, there's yeah. two, I believe. And they have a fabulous reputation for maintaining their property
yeah.
and to working with the tenants. I mean, often the owner of the property owns the lot and the tenants will own or the homeowners will own the
yeah.
house itself. My grandparents lived in a senior community up in Central Square. I can't tell you how nice the people.
Sure.
And I think because they were all seniors, if one was down, which happens, they'd be there to mow your lawn and take care yeah. of things. And I remember how comfortable my grandparents were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't ask for much more than that.
No, that's great. Yeah. And like you said, to fill in, the need for housing is so great.
Yes.
The fact that these folks can crank them out quicker. I would think, I don't know this for a fact, but I would think the fact that it is sort of indoor factory built means that they can be productive through the winter when we can't be outdoors building houses and things too. So that's got to be kind of an advantage.
Sure. You can pour the pad when the weather allows.
And, yeah.
Get some of the plumbing scrubbed in and that sort of thing.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's nice to see creativity, I think, and
yeah.
They're doing some new things and people's and changing people's perception though.
Right.
What manufactured means. I mean, Sears, which we don't talk about Sears very
yep. often,
but Sears used to be the largest home builder in the country because they had kits.
I remember that. I remember hearing about that.
Started on Long Island and they built homes all over. There's still a few in this market.
Yeah.
And they built homes. They didn't actually build them. They sent you the kit. And
right.
They had it built. And times have changed, but in some ways they haven't.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was wild to see that. Of course, they're very similar models. So you can see some of these sort of neighborhoods that they've built up with the
yes.
all the Sears house,
Right. And they have endured.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's more than one way of doing something.
Wild times. We should still do that. Kit houses. I like that. I like that idea. Speaking of houses, looks like we want to do something new. Is that, do I have that down right?
Yes. I want to talk about, I want to feature one of my listings every month.
Love it.
So we can talk about it. And this is one of my favorite buildings. I think you would love this building because it's
okay.
very creative.
I'm excited.
829-31 West Genesee Street. If you're familiar with Syracuse, this is what we used to call Automobile Row.
Okay, yeah.
That's where all the dealers used to be. There's still some there, but the dealers have really spread out to all points of
yeah.
the county, in the area. But it used to be if you wanted to buy a car, you went to West Genesee
yep.
Street to buy a car. So the buildings have, and in fact, this building at one point was a dealership. So the buildings have been repurposed. This was used for an office building for, coincidentally, a woman who provided services in the housing industry.
Wow.
And she did a beautiful job renovating it. It's basically all on one story except for one office up above, which I would say was probably the manager's office for the dealership, where he or she could oversee everything that was.
I see.
Blocks from downtown Syracuse. It has over 9,000 square feet with over 7,000 square feet available in it for lease. You can also purchase the building.
Wow.
It has the woman who owns the building has fabulous taste, and she has upgraded it. And she upgraded it in 2022 and 2023 also. Gorgeous conference room, kitchen, an open area that you could use for cubicles if you wanted to, or displays if you were, let's say, a manufacturer
wow.
or something like that. 9 individual offices, all good size. It is, and very importantly, a lease with Verizon with over 20 years left on it. And there's a tower in the back of the building, big tower.
So they got a cell phone tower
they
on
have
the
a
property.
Cell phone tower on
gotcha.
The property. And they also use about a little less than 2,000 square feet of space that they don't really need anymore. When they originally leased it,
oh really?
They needed the space for their equipment. But equipment has really gotten smaller.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they still have a big tower in the back, but all the support and the electronics for it are inside. And I think they would probably renegotiate that if someone wanted to buy the building and they needed more space.
That's
right now it's connected to a lease. They would not be obligated to do
sure.
so. But I think that they would because it would decrease their lease. But on the flip side, it's very good money sitting there, very passive. They pay their own utilities.
It's great.
And so it's an excellent tenant. I have a couple of listings that have cell towers on them. And it's a nice extra
income. Yeah.
I mean, they don't bother anybody.
It's kind of like almost like a billboard sort of thing, right? Yeah. Those type of passive.
Right.
Not a tenant traditionally, but.
I mean, I think if someone comes there once a month, it would be a lot.
Yeah, you know, cool.
Because they can operate so much of the store remotely now. And, they pay a share of the taxes. And
oh, wow.
That's a nice addition to the building.
Yeah.
The seller / landlord is motivated. She's ready to dispose of her real estate. She's retired for the most part. And we're asking $1,550,000 for the building, which is $158 a square foot. And you can't build it for that.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. And or a very reasonable lease price.
Yeah.
She loves not-for-profits too. So if
I mean, that's a
not-for-profit looking for space. It'd be great.
Prime spot downtown.
Prime spot. And if you need more parking than is there, you can lease the parking lot next door that's not really being used. You're 2 blocks to 690.
Yeah.
There's restaurants along the way, to almost cross as Geddes Street.
Yep.
As reference points. And again, you're just minutes to downtown.
Real close to Dinosaur. I know that's everybody's top
priority. Very close to Dinosaur. I mean, basically you turn where Dinosaur is and continue on Genesee Street.
Yep.
Yep. So that you can probably smell Dinosaur from there.
I don't know if that's a selling point or a detractor. Sometimes it's,
I don't know. I remember.
I don't want to be hungry all the time.
Bringing lunch to my office. And I thought I was going to get mugged with my Dinosaur.
I believe it.
Bag in my hand. It was a big old bag. But
it smelled like coming from down the road.
They did. I think if you're not hungry and you smell it, you're now hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is that's my listing of the month.
Awesome.
Love to feature one every month when we're talking.
Awesome. Well, Christine, before we wrap up today, I just want to throw a quick little plug for you.
Thank you.
You've got an event that I'm looking forward to tomorrow where you're going to tell some folks about the commercial real estate industry. Can you just give us just a quick little blast on what that is? And probably next time we'll let you recap it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, tomorrow I'm going to meet with probably 30 or so business people in the area, and we're going to talk about commercial real estate. Should you rent or should you buy? Should you lease or should you buy? And also, we're going to have a discussion about investment properties.
That's great.
And, outside of where your offices are. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also very happy to talk to any groups about such things.
I love it. I love that. The education piece, just exactly what we're doing here. So many things that, like you said, I've been into real estate for I don't know how long, and I still learn all kinds of crazy things all the time. So,
and I do
love
too.
It.
The other day, I looked something up. I didn't know. And I said, oh, that's interesting. It turned out it was a New York City expression, and we don't really use it in upstate New York.
They're in their own world.
It's a different world. And I thought, oh, geez, I should know that. And then I found out that everybody else I was working with didn't know it either.
Yeah.
I didn't feel so bad. But you always learn. I've been in this business since birth, practically, and I still learn every day.
Yeah. Wow, that's what makes it interesting, right?
It does. Oh, it would. Yes, absolutely.
Be insane if it was just the same. Right. In and out.
That's why I do what I do, because it's different every day.
Yeah, that's fun. I love it. Christine, what else we got going on in future podcasts? What can people look forward to here?
Well, I'm going to have some very good guests, I believe. And we're going to talk more about what's going on in the marketplace, where we see the next 10 years.
Love it.
Ryan Benz is going to join us. I've asked some other investors in the area to join us as to really why are they investing in this marketplace. And I want to bring in some people who are new to the marketplace too. Yeah, so why did you invest?
I love
that. And see what they have to say for us.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. I love it.
Thank you.
Everybody should like, follow, share all of Christine's socials. You see the videos come through the feed. Maybe even listen to the podcast already. You heard what she's going to say, but you see the video in your feed. Hit that little like, hit that share button. That helps Christine immensely. If any of this information has been of value to you, that's how you can thank her right there. So just spread the good word. And Christine, we're so happy to have you and to make this awesome podcast. I love it.
Thank you, Mike. I'm mad. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Can we edit that? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I would be happy to meet old school personally with people too.
Yeah.
I know we focus on sometimes on the technology and the electronics.
Sure.
But I think there's, especially with real estate, there's really nothing like walking a property.
Yes.
And people will call me and say, what's your property value? What's the value of my property? And I can do research and tell you comps and that sort of thing, but you really have to touch it and feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm more than happy to meet with anybody at any time.
That's awesome. She's Christine. I'm Matt. This is the Details in the Deal. I think that's it.
It is. Thank you. We'll see you next month.
See you next time.